أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال موسى ربنا إنك آتيت فرعون وملأه زينة وأموالا في الحياة الدنيا ربنا ليضلوا عن سبيلك ربنا اطمس على أموالهم واشدد على قلوبهم فلا يؤمنوا حتى يروا العذاب الأليم. قال قد أجيبت دعوتكما فاستقيما ولا تتبعان سبيل الذين لا يعلمون. These are ayat number 88 and 89 of Surah Yunus. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala relates a dua that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam had made to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and effectively in this dua Musa alayhi salatu wa salam asked Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to seize the wealth and the heart of Fir'aun. Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَالَ مُوسَى, and Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam said, in other words, making dua, رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ آتَيْتَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَلَأَهُ زِينَةً وَأَمْوَالًا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. O our Rabb, certainly you had granted Fir'aun and his chiefs zinat. Zinatan actually refers to splendor, the good things of life. You had granted them palatial homes, by the standards of those days, the best of transport, everything that a person would desire for opulence, and you had given all of that to them. وَأَمْوَالًا, and you had also given them different types of wealth, not malan, amwalan, different types of wealth, gold, silver, and whatever else a person would have possessed in those days, all the different types of wealth you had given Fir'aun and his chiefs. فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, in the life of the dunya, in other words, in this world. Now when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grants, and this is the lesson that we learn, when Allah Ta'ala grants, what is our responsibility to Allah Ta'ala? We are supposed to make shukr to Allah, show gratitude to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, exert ourselves even more in the ibadat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, fulfill the haq and the right of that wealth. Yes, we are going to use, but according to the commandments of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam goes on and he says, رَبَّنَا لِيُضِلُّ عَن سَبِيلِكَ. O Allah, so that they may deviate others from your path. They misuse this wealth. They used it in the wrong way. And now they have wealth, so they have power. When they have power, then they will dictate to people, and they will dictate to people according to their whims and their fancies, till obviously we know that Fir'aun himself said, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَىٰ, I am the Lord, I am the Most High, because Allah Ta'ala had given him so much, he could make the claim. And if you want to understand how much, that the people also believed that he was a god, that is how much Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given, misused, and he used it now to deviate and sway the people away from the path of Allah Ta'ala. Before we go forward, Musa alayhi salatu wa salam had either been informed by Allah Ta'ala that now Fir'aun is not going to bring iman, the chiefs, the courtiers of Fir'aun are also not going to bring iman. Another factor is that he has the Bani Israel with him. They were enslaved, they were impoverished, they were suppressed, they were oppressed. Obviously, there are people from the Bani Israel that is now going to look at Fir'aun and the wealth of Fir'aun. And possibly, probably, becoming rooted in their hearts will be the fact that how can the deen of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam be the right deen when we are impoverished? Yeah, Fir'aun has everything, so he has to be on the right, and Musa alayhi salatu wassalam has to be in the wrong. And hence, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, having the information via wahi, seeing the condition of his people, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam makes a dua, in actual fact a curse. رَبَّنَا تُمِسْ عَلَىٰ أَمْوَالِهِمْ. O my Rabb, obliterate their wealth. In other words, snatch and take away that wealth. Washdud ala qulubihim, and O Allah, seal their hearts, close their hearts, make their hearts hard. فَلَا يُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى يَرَوُوا الْعَذَابَ الْأَلِيمِ. They will not believe until they see the painful punishment. Possibly and probably, when all of this is taken away, then they will see the light and the reality, and they will bring iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The dua of Musa alayhi salatu was salam was made. The response from Allah ta'ala was immediate. قَالَ قَدْ أُجِيبَتْ دَعْوَتُكُمَا. Allah Ta'ala said, O Musa and Harun, certainly the dua of the two of you have been accepted. Where does Harun alayhi salatu wassalam come in the picture? Allah uses the dual term here, da'watukuma, the both of you. Musa alayhi salam made the dua, Harun alayhi salatu wassalam said ameen to the dua. Here the response from Allah Ta'ala is also very important in our own personal lives. So they make the dua, Allah Ta'ala's response via wahi, that the dua has been accepted. However, most of the commentators have stated, a period of 40 years had passed. Then only did Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala retaliate, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had drowned Fir'aun. So here the very important lesson we learn, our duty, our responsibility is to make the dua to Allah Ta'ala and leave Allah Rabbul Izzat to decide what is best, when is best, and how is best for us. And in this way, we continuously make dua to Allah Ta'ala. It has been reported in the time of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahimahumullah, that there were certain things that were found. There were eggs that was in the, there were stone in the form of eggs. And there was gold that looked like gold, but it was not gold. It was in the form of different things. And people of that time had stated that this was what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had done to the wealth of Fir'aun, that what was gold, all of it, and the silver turned into rock. In other words, there was never anyone that could use it again at any time in the future. And this also correlates with that mu'ajiza, the miracle that Allah Ta'ala had bestowed upon Musa alayhi salam, that the asa, the stick, became a snake. And like that, Allah Ta'ala showed that haqiqat and reality of everything lies in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. But Allah Ta'ala also gives Musa and Harun alayhim salatu wassalam advice, fastaqima, the two of you remain steadfast. You've made the dua has been accepted, but remain steadfast. One interpretation, do not focus yourself on what Fir'aun and his people are doing. You remain steadfast in the mission that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has sent you. وَلَا تَتَّبِعَانِ سَبِيلَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And do not follow the path of those who do not know. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.